Hi, this is Philip Suber with Empowerment Sessions. Please take a moment to subscribe to, as well as share this podcast with someone that you know. Now, are you ready for the journey? Then let's go. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Empowerment Sessions. As always, I'm excited, overwhelmed with joy, gladness, and just overall excitement to be able to come wherever you are and to offer you these thoughts and perceptions and concepts as it relates to empowerment. Our previous episode, we talked about activating you and all of the greatness that is inside of you. And I want to dig a little bit deeper on this concept. I'm going to use some reference as well when it comes to activating and understanding the significance of it, but also some of the logistics behind what it means to activate and what is the understanding behind these steps. One of the most common things that we hear about when we talked about activating is mindset. As you know, this is a mindset podcast. And so you hear often the power or the results behind positive thinking and being optimistic and being hopeful and not being so negative and the thinking, not being so fear-based in what we do and how we respond and react to situations. You also hear the idea about mindfulness and what that means and being centered and aware of your surroundings, not only externally, but more so internally as well, when it comes to your thinking, the source of the thoughts that you're thinking. Why are you thinking this way? What is going on with inside of you? And centering yourself in such a way that you begin to set intentions. And it's a frequent word that you would hear. And so what I want to do is bring light to this aspect or this, not aspect, but this variable of thinking and everything that we do, how important it is in the thoughts that we literally think. And the significance behind the fact that your thoughts are actual things. Your thoughts are manifested into physical matter. That when you look into the construct of the brain and you begin to see how your brain operates and functions as it relates to the rest of your body and how it all stimulates from your thought, then you really understand how the things that you think becomes the things that you feel. The things that you say become the things that you see. That your reality is literally a byproduct of the things and the thoughts, rather, that you are thinking, that you are entertaining, that you're building your foundation upon. The perceptions that you have are based upon the accumulation of thoughts that you have thought and that you continue to think. They become your patterns. They become your methods. They become your world. Your thoughts are things. And one thing that I wanted to hone in on is that when we talk about activation, we have to understand that this idea of activating or being activated and unlocking is more so a response to our thinking. And we must understand that our thinking, our thoughts are the trigger, right? It's a common word right now when we talk about triggers. And when we talk about triggers, I wanted to give you the definition so that we can be clear about what we're talking about. So the trigger is caused by a particular action, a process, or a situation. It is the result, is the reaction of something. And what I want us to connect, where I want us to connect the dots, is that the thoughts that we think are triggers. They trigger something within us. And this is what they trigger. I've been reading a book by Dr. Caroline Reef entitled Switch On Your Brain. And she begins to give understanding and shed light on this process of how our thinking literally changes, or for the sake of conversation, it triggers change within our DNA. And that our thoughts literally unlock, or they reduce, the quality of expression within our DNA. And that is mind-boggling. So listen to this, and I quote. She refers to a study that was done, and this is a statement, and again, I quote from the book. This study showed that thinking and feeling anger, fear, and frustration caused DNA to change shape according to thoughts and feelings. The DNA responded by tightening up and becoming shorter, switching off many DNA codes, which reduced quality expressions. So we feel shut down by negative emotions, and our body feels this too. But here's the great part. The negative shutdown or poor quality of the DNA codes were reversed by feelings of love, joy, appreciation, and gratitude. Think about that. Our thoughts and our emotions have a dynamic, direct impact on our DNA that either causes it to unlock or lock certain codes within our DNA. And that is amazing, because if you realize that your life is the byproduct of the patterns of thinking that you've entertained, then now when you hear it say that there is greatness inside of you, that there is so much that has been that is not been yet activated in you, then you understand that, wait a minute, if I change the way that I'm responding and thinking in my life, if I eliminate the toxic thinking as much as possible, how do I do that? I start by being more mindful and aware of the thoughts that I'm entertaining, the thoughts that I'm thinking. If I take on this responsibility and I assess the thinking patterns that I have, if I assess my psychology, if I am able to do this, then I can see where my thinking has been toxic. I can see how it has impacted my response. And even in those moments, I can see how it has affected my body, my being, my emotions, and how I begin to respond accordingly, and how my body begins to respond. It is an amazing thing that when you consider how important your thinking is, that it is not a cliche, but this is more real than anything that you can imagine, that you can think. It is your thoughts that are really affecting your ability to be qualitative in your productivity. It is your thoughts that are impacting the response in your relationships. It is your thoughts that are affecting your psychology, your mental health status, whether you are in a place of consistent depression, or even if you find yourself in a place of suppressed emotions, it is your thinking. Maybe you feel that you are rejection and you highlight the rejection and the feelings of the rejection. Maybe there's a change that you can make, and understanding that acceptance begins within. And so now you begin to accept yourself for who you are, and not in the negative light, but in the beauty of who you are. Begin to see yourself in the beautiful dynamics of your individuality, of your distinctiveness, and what you bring to the earth is very significant, and who you are is very significant, and who you are is relevant and needed for this time, this season, this space that you're in, this environment, your city, your town, your family, that there is great significance of you being there, and there has to be an inner acceptance of who you are. This calls for a sense of mindfulness and a sense of awareness to understand that in order to activate the greatness that is inside of me, I have to be mindful of the thoughts that I'm entertaining, the thoughts that I am thinking, because these thoughts literally affect my DNA, and they cause either a greatness of quality to be expressed, or they reduce the quality of expression of who I am. Which means that even in this case where she talks about how the DNA responded to negative thoughts and feelings by tightening up and becoming shorter, switching off many DNA codes, which reduced the quality of expression. Have you considered that there are qualitative expressions in you that have been cut off, that have been reduced because of your thinking? So as you go forward this week, take an inventory of your thought patterns. take an inventory of your thinking and even your emotions, and begin to take control of this. This is a great book. I do encourage you to read it. If you are a reader, Switch On Your Brain, Dr. Caroline Leaf, The Key to Peak Happiness, Thinking, and Health, because she also begins to, before this portion that I read, she unlocks a really great nugget of how we have the ability to sort of metaphorically step outside of ourselves and observe our own thinking. And so it is possible for us to see ourselves as we really are. It is quite possible for you to see your patterns. It is quite possible if we take down the walls of justification and justifying why we respond and just simply note how we respond, right? Without trying to justify it, whether it's right or wrong, just observe it. How I'm thinking, right? Regardless of, you know, I feel like I should be able to think this way, or the way I'm thinking is just, wait, just observe how you're thinking and then observe the results of that thinking. And maybe we can put an end to toxic cycles and patterns that have been hindrances that have caused us to reduce the quality of our inner expressions in a healthy manner, of course, but also have worked against us. You were meant to manifest the glory of the creation that you are. So think on those things that are pure, those things that are lovely, those things that are praiseworthy. Think on those things. This is Philip Subel with Empowerment Sessions, encouraging you to find out those triggers. In other words, examine your thoughts, your thinking patterns, with the understanding that literally it's changing and affecting who you are. I'll see you next time. Hey, thanks again for joining me on this journey in the conversation as we go a little bit farther in this Activate series with our part two, Triggers. As always, I always encourage you to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so. That way you're always informed when the next episode is airing. But also, furthermore, to share it with someone you know, someone that you don't know. Share it on your social media website, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, whatever it may be that you have, your LinkedIn. This is going to be beneficial to all who hear it. Furthermore, I want to give you an exclusive invitation. Some of you may or may not know that I'm also a vocalist, an artist, singer, and I did a collaboration with a few friends of mine, producer Trey Boy Smith and vocalist as well, Shamira Williams. And we are releasing our R&B Love album entitled Love Over Everything. It's due to be released March 20th. We'll have a awesome album release party here in Houston, 2203 Preston Street, March 20th. It starts at 7 p.m. and you are invited. And to give you a sneak peek of the music, we did a release of the single All I Need, which you can find on YouTube. All I Need by Trey Boy Smith. It will be under Trey Boy Music, and it's featuring myself and Shamira Williams. We are the feature vocalists on this album. But furthermore, let's take it to the next step. I need your support with this album, pushing this good music, R&B. I'm passionate about it. We talk about love and the struggles of it and how love just really is needed to cover like your faults and your insecurities. Love is like the strength of relationships. Love helps us to thrive and strive to communicate better, to understand better, to, you know, be able to articulate what it is that we mean to one another, and also to be the strength and the rock and the support that is needed from one spouse to the other, one significant to the other. So it's a relationship album. It's R&B at its finest, and I need your support. You can support me by downloading the album at www.thepsfactory.com. I'll spell it out. thepsfactory.com. And the PS is for me, Philip Super, right? So I would love to hear your feedback on it. One of my favorites is All-Star Team. It's like the couple's anthem. But I do have a feature on here that I'm sure is going to speak volumes, and it's called You Are Enough. It's a song, it's just me, and I really just feel like that song is really going to reach a lot of generations, and it's going to speak to the hearts and the minds of people. You know me, I'm always about empowering the individual and bringing out the best in who you are. And I think this song really speaks to the core values of that belief. So, hey, thank you again for your time, for your ear, for the conversation. Thank you guys for the feedback that you often give me, whether it's through DMs, whether it's through Instagram, and some of you just through text messages. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know that this podcast is influential in such a great way, having divine impacts on your lives and helping you in moments where you need it the most. So, until next time, this is Philip Super, helping you to be who you've always been meant to be. I'll see you.